look at Tuesday's municipal election. And ANB and ANS Grand Camp gathers this week in Petersburg. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Tuesday is Municipal Election Day, the middle child of the election season, about a month after the state primary and yet another month to go until the general election. Tuesday's election will put some new faces on both the Skagway and Haines assemblies. We'll decide between a current and former mayor for Haines and elect school board members for both communities. In Skagway, polls open at 7 a.m. and are open until 8 p.m. There are three candidates running for two open assembly seats. Dan Henry is the incumbent and running to retain his seat, with political newcomers Roger Griffin and Angela Greaser also running. Some of the discussion in that election has revolved around the negotiations for a new White Pass Tidelands lease. A memorandum of understanding with some details of the lease has been released, but the official lease language is still being worked out. Griffin says the lease is the issue that has prompted him to run for office, and he wants to see the city return to the table with White Pass to renegotiate many of the details. Henry, who is on the Assembly's negotiating team for the new lease, says it's still in the works, but ultimately the decision will be up to the voters when a special election is held to approve the lease or not. And Greaser has not weighed in on the details, saying she wants to wait to see the entire lease before commenting. There are two seats open on the Skagway School Board. Kara Cosgrove is running to retain her seat, and Mark Smith and Mary Tidlow are also running. The recent edition of the Skagway News has detailed questions and answers with those candidates. And also before Skagway voters are two ballot questions. The first question asks voters whether to issue a $12 million bond to pay for the cost of developing and constructing a new public safety facility. The second question asks, in essence, if the bond passes, should the Skagway sales tax increase 1% between April and September to pay the bond? The Assembly approved the ballot questions, rationalizing the town needs a new public safety facility in large part to deal with the influx of population and visitors in the summer months. Increasing the sales tax 1% in the summer would put most of the burden on those visitors to help pay the bond. In the Haines election, there's a large field of candidates for two open assembly seats, and for a change, no one has filed to run as a write-in. Neither incumbent is running to retain their seat on the assembly, so Haines voters will be electing two relatively new men, although some of them have had previous experience in Haines-Boro business. The assembly candidates are Jerry Ernie, Mike Case, Ron Jackson, Mario Benassi, and Joe Parnell. The race for mayor is the same matchup as in the last mayor's race, when Stephanie Scott beat out incumbent Jan Hill. This year, Stephanie Scott is the incumbent and former Mayor Jan Hill is the challenger. And the school board race did not get as many candidates as empty seats. Three seats are open on the Haines School Board. Brian Clay and Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri are running to retain their seats. Since no one filed to run as a write-in, the board will appoint a seventh person to the board after the election. There are four questions before Haines voters on this year's ballot. The first has to do with elections themselves. Currently, the board requires winning candidates in an election also get 40% of the vote to take office. If that percentage falls below the threshold, there is a runoff election between the top vote-getters. Approving ballot measure 1 would eliminate the 40% requirement and allow the top vote-getters to win the election without a runoff. The other three ballot questions are bond questions. Each one gets its own question. Voters will decide whether to issue bonds to the borough to complete three projects at the school. One of the projects is nearly completed and paid for. All three projects, if bonds are approved, will get 70% of the cost reimbursed by the state. With the reimbursement, the debt for all three bonds will equal 0.3 mils, or $30,000 on a $100,000 property. And that's all the information on Tuesday's elections. There are more details on candidates and issues on our KHNS website, where we have links to our candidates and issue forums in Haines and our interviews with Skagway candidates. And polls open at different times on Tuesday in Skagway and Haines. They open at 7 a.m. in Skagway at City Hall and 8 a.m. at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines and at Klahini Fire Department in Mosquito Lake. And without any write-in candidates this year, we hope to have election results fairly early after the polls close at 8 p.m. Tuesday. I will be live on the air starting at 8 p.m. and bring you the election results as we get them. Don't forget to vote. Haynes Elementary last week was named a National Blue Ribbon School, along with 337 other schools nationwide and only two other schools in the state. The Blue Ribbon Schools program is 32 years old and part of the U.S. Department of Education. Each year, schools are designated that have high performance and have closed achievement gaps among students. This year, the Haynes School was recognized as an exemplary high-performing school, meaning that based on student scores and graduation rates, the school is one of the state's highest performing. One of the largest gatherings of Alaska Natives in Southeast Alaska is happening this week in Petersburg. The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp will run October 8th through the 11th at Petersburg Community Gym. Angela Denning reports.
ANBANS was formed about 100 years ago to help those in need. It has grown into a nonprofit that includes 29 volunteer camps throughout Alaska, Washington, and Oregon. Petersburg is Camp 16.
The purpose of Grand Camp is to look at what the issues and concerns are from the different communities.
Brenda Louise of Petersburg is ANS second Grand Vice President.
The individual camps will submit to Grand Camp for review and action resolutions that address the different concerns.
The resolutions are brought to the table to be considered by various committees within Grand Camp. Eventually, if the resolutions gain favor, they would carry regional support as they move forward to other agencies.
So if something went to the Fish and Game or Forest Service or State House or wherever it would go, then, you know, hopefully there would be some action that would make a difference.
Petersburg's camp is bringing two resolutions. One looks at developing cultural education within the community. And the other seeks for a more transparent permitting process for cultural hunts. Cultural hunts allow hunters to get food for specific cultural events, such as the Grand Camp. The permitting can go through the state's Fish and Game Office or the U.S. Forest Service. The local resolution took shape after Petersburg's camp faced challenges getting moose for the event. They wanted two moose to feed hundreds, but the permitting process was a barrier, according to Louise.
We found that it was very difficult to obtain the correct permitting process in a timely fashion. So what ended up happening is by the time the process was complete, we lost all our hunters and it was way too late.
Louise says it all worked out in the end and there will be plenty of food. She says the local Fish and Game Office helped them get two illegally killed moose. However, the camp would like the process to go easier next time.
Our resolution is like a request for attention.
The other local resolution hopes to draw more cultural education classes into Petersburg.
There are like skin sewing classes and there are language classes and there are form line art classes and there are cultural camps, cultural basketball things. There's a variety of cultural education opportunities that have not navigated to our community very easily. So we're hoping that with our resolution that we can have some of the skilled artisans and cultural leaders provide that kind of information to our community.
Resolutions won't be the only thing heard during Grand Camp. There will be updates about the organization from camp officers, as well as reports from other Native organizations, such as Sea Alaska Corporation, Rural Cap, and the Tlingit and Haida Central Council. There will also be speeches from several candidates running for state and federal office. They include Governor Sean Parnell, who is running for re-election, Lieutenant Governor candidate Byron Malott, Senator Mark Begich and his opponent Dan Sullivan, as well as others. They are all scheduled to present on Friday, October 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Grand Camp also includes a lot of catching up and feasting in the evenings. All the dinners will be served at the A&B Hall. Friday night is the cultural food dinner, which includes storytelling and dancing. It starts at 6:30 p.m. and is expected to go until midnight. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Angela Dennings for help with this report. Don't forget, you can visit our news section online at khns.org anytime. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. And we're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.